Do it live.
Please won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor and friend.
Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Thank you so much for coming out. You're all beautiful people. There's a lot more beautiful people in this bar than you realize. People think that Wrigleyville has the beautiful people. That's not necessarily true. There are beautiful people there. But you are just as beautiful. And the thing that I realized about Wrigleyville isn't that there are bad people or good people. It's just people that need an inch more of cloth on their dresses. Every time I go to Wrigleyville, which is once every 6 months and it's never by choice, I see these beautiful women doing very odd dance moves. It's a half an inch up and a half an inch down and a half an inch up and a half an inch down. Just a half an inch more cloth will solve all of these problems. And when I'm in the hungry brain, I realize no one does that here because everyone is so nice and it's beautiful. And if you're not beautiful, that's okay because it's so dark. And dark bars are the best thing in the world. So we decided, you know what? Let's do a talk show in a dark bar. Because the last time I was in Wrigleyville, a gentleman walked by and he said, "Hey, I want that guy's body." And he was referring to me. And now I'm self-conscious about my body because I don't know where to pull the inch up or the inch down. My pants are a little bit too long. I can't really hide my gut. I'm continually wishing for 60-degree weather in October, and that's just not plausible. I don't know what to do, everybody. That's what I'm trying to say. So instead of trying to make myself better, we'll do a talk show in this beautiful bar, and then you'll be here, and we'll sit, and we'll all be entertained, and we're going to have a good time. Are you guys ready to have a good time, everybody? Wonderful, wonderful. We have amazing guests tonight. We have Mike Steven from Outside the Loop Radio. We have comedian Bill Cruz, and we have the music of Lasers and Fast and Shit. And I'm going to walk behind here, and you're going to see, you're not going to hear anything right now about Lasers and Fast and Shit, but I'm just going to show you that. This is what's ahead of for you. There's a lot of lights, a lot of time. Jeremy, you ready to play? Jeremy, give me some music, sir. Jeremy, that was perfect. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Jeremy Tromberg, everybody. Jeremy's in the band The Ragtones. How you doing, Merle?
I'm good.
Merle and I do a podcast. That's what this is. We do a different sort of podcast in my tiny Westtown apartment. And we're going to give you a little taste of what that podcast... Does that sound weird? A little taste of an audio thing?
I guess so. I don't know.
I'm all jacked up on caffeine right now, Merle.
Boy.
I'm trying to talk slow. It's getting real hard to do up here.
Heroin, anyone?
Does anybody have any Adderall or Vicodin? I don't care. Any type of painkiller, I will definitely ingest.
What would that do to you?
I don't care. Let's just...
All right.
We could have a drug cocktail.
You don't have a toothache, but...
Let's get a toothache going. Okay.
Let's punch you in the face.
We're already way off topic. So don't punch me in the face. How is that helpful? Okay, go ahead, Merle.
It is. Just recently, a man in Spain got a full face transplant. And I know all of you are like, that already happened like a couple years ago. No. It was a partial face transplant. This is different. The guy had, it was in Spain, he was a 31-year-old farmer named Oscar, and he shot himself in the face.
How?
He shot accidentally.
But
that's how.
That's not true. That's not true. That Oscar's a liar.
I'm sure, but he shot himself in the face, and that's
was
the story
he shooting,
he's sticking to.
What kind of farmer is he?
They didn't say.
I how think, do they
you
not
know what?
Say?
He's
that's
trying
kind
to be
of
the most vague thing because he shot himself in the face. Accidentally. All right?
Oscar's sad. Okay, continue.
So he got a full face transplant, and this is like, they didn't like cut it in half and then put it on symmetrically. No, this was a face-off movie style, John Travolta and Nicolas Cage switching faces type of transplant. They literally just like sliced it under the
if
thing
you have
and
a face,
popped
if,
it back on like
I don't
a
think it was a popping back on, but okay, we'll go
well,
with that.
Well, that would be nice if it had like little button
would you ever
pops.
Get a face transplant by choice?
No.
If it's temporary.
What do you mean it'd be temporary?
Well, in your idea, you could just pop off faces. So,
it's a new thing.
It's not a new thing. It happened in Face Off, that great movie.
Because that's true to life.
I wonder what's going on with
actually,
Christian Slater.
It is now.
Yeah, okay. Whose face would you have off and on your face?
Hmm.
Too long of a pause. Would
oh,
you have
sorry.
Christian Slater or John Travolta?
Can I have... I like Marilyn Monroe's, although I don't think it's a face anymore.
That's just...
What? I'm just saying. Yeah, it's true, isn't
that
it?
That isn't a face anymore.
It's been years. Why, Marilyn, and years
do you
since
like Marilyn Monroe?
Dead. Yeah, she's pretty.
You know what I like about
she's
Marilyn Monroe? Her breasts.
Well, let's put those on as well.
Yeah, I'd like those on my face.
Let's do the
Zing.
Whole package.
I like Marilyn Monroe. Mad Men made me realize I like breasts so much more than I thought.
What?
Mad Men. It's a great show.
I know, but
on AMC.
So
you know AMC?
Did this reaffirm?
It used to be American Movie Classics. Now it's just AMC.
It's
like
a
TLC.
Sluttier.
You don't learn anything on TLC anymore. I wonder if they have a face-off show on TLC.
You know what they're gonna with this guy named Oscar? Because he can't be a farmer anymore.
Would
he
you watch a show about a farmer named Oscar? No. No one cares
if
about a farmer.
He shot himself
named.
In the face.
But he did, and no one's watching already.
No
I am
one
sweating
likes it.
So much, and it's not hot.
It's,
I'm
it's
so
not.
Jacked up on caffeine.
Are you sweating it? Are you going to start getting the methage?
I don't.
Are you
yes.
start scratching your arms.
Do you have
you
any
start
drugs?
Freaking out, and then you see like slugs and things coming out.
Slugs? Why would I have slugs?
I don't know, because you have the methage.
I don't want to take meth. I'm just sweaty. Because I'm out of shape, and that man in Wrigleyville made fun of my physique. I'm real Aww. Self-conscious right now.
It's okay.
I don't know what to do. All I know is I like Marilyn Monroe's breasts, and she's full of dust. Because all that she is, she's just dust.
Bones and worms, maybe?
Yeah. Let's talk about more dead people. Oh, that's weird. Okay, let's just stop it there, because we're not going anywhere with this one. All right, is everybody ready for our first guest? Yeah. Come on, there we go. Not yet, sir. Jeremy Tromberg, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to stage, host of Outside the Loop Radio, which just celebrated its 200th show. You can listen to it every Thursday on WLUW and as a podcast, which is what I do. Coming to stage, Mike Steven, everybody. Mike Steven. Here you go, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You could sit. It's okay.
Oh, I got to say, you look good.
Thanks, buddy.
I just want to let you know you're a good-looking guy.
My brow is wet.
Yeah.
From anticipation of you being on stage.
You're not the first guy to tell me that.
Should we get
What's
you
that?
A handkerchief?
I have a handkerchief in my pocket.
Or a nurse?
Pocket square.
Should we get a nurse behind you to
Oh,
to
yeah,
dab
yeah.
You?
Do you know any nurses, Mike?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Are they here?
No.
Could you get them quick?
No.
Oh. Do you know anybody that could prescribe me Adderall?
Yes, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And I, well, we'll talk about that later.
Nope, right now.
Oh, because we're on the record right now, are we?
Yep.
And
this is a verbal agreement.
That's the great thing about doing a podcast. It never goes away.
No, it doesn't.
It's on the internet.
Until I forget to pay the bill, it never goes
right.
away.
Even then, the internet's a fickle bitch.
Speaking of fickle bitches, I'm going to give you this signed copy of today's Red Eye. We're the number two best bet of the day, so we're very famous right now.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Merle, you want to sign that? I signed it for...
Oh, sure.
That's going to be worth nothing very soon, so enjoy that. When did you start Outside the Loop?
I started it September 28th, 2006.
Do you only remember the date because you have a podcast that tells you when the date was?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
For those that don't know what Outside the Loop is, how would you describe it?
It is... Well, it started as a podcast, but it's now a radio show and a podcast that's mm-hmm. on, like you said, every Thursday. And we bill ourselves as Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine. So what that means is I guess I do it all now. But
how does it feel to be alone?
It is. It's tough, man.
Yeah?
Doing a show every week.
I wouldn't know how that is. I got a lot of friends around me.
I know. Clearly.
I know.
Because you don't sweat.
I literally sweat. I literally am
sweating. I kind of find it funny that you went from podcast to radio rather than radio to podcast. Because usually like people rise to fame in radio and then they get shot down.
But that's the beauty
of... Then they go to podcast.
You know, the beauty of doing a podcast is anybody can do a podcast.
Don't give anybody ideas. What we're doing is special and unique.
But
and
nobody can get up here and look as good as you in that suit.
I like that you kiss ass. You're a good man for doing
and
that.
Esmeralda, you are lovely as well.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, but who got
that's
the compliment
the point.
First?
That's, well... It's the Adderall.
He's looking at you first.
I know.
But,
I demand attention.
To answer your question, we cover a lot of stuff that it doesn't get always mainstream media attention here in Chicago. But the difference is I like to have fun with it. You know, I think it's kind of a cross between maybe what you would hear on NPR, maybe a little commercial radio. But it was born out of my frustration with not enough really interesting local programming. I'm talking about stuff that really happens on the streets, you know, stuff that you'll hear in your communities.
When you say stuff that happens on the street, it sounds like you're just doing a hip-hop podcast.
Which could kick ass.
That, but okay, so we already agree that you need to do a hip-hop podcast,
right.
Number one.
Right.
But why start it? There's a lot of things that don't exist. You had the initiative to do it.
Right.
What was the impetus? What happened on September 28th, 2006? Take us back in time.
I think it was the 28th. If it's not the 28th, I'm going to sound like a jackass.
Yes, you are. Even if right. You know the date, we already sound like jackass.
Right.
We're already self-important talking on a dark stage. Let's...
Well, so what,
was that a question?
What was even your question?
Why did you do it? Just because
right.
You saw a lack? Like, do you have experience
right.
in radio?
Yeah, I get. Well, yeah. The backstory is I used to work at WGN Radio.
Really?
I did.
What did you do there?
I was a producer.
Ooh.
I know. Shocking. You want my autograph now, huh?
Yeah. Do that.
Let me sign the. Can I sign the red eye?
Sign the red eye.
Look, by the way, you're big time. You're hitting the red eye.
I know.
That's mainstream.
I'm not knocking. Okay, the red eye has given us best bet every other month since we started doing this. It's
oh, really?
Brought zero people. So
I gotta admit, I don't read the red eye, which is I know it's like a cardinal sin.
I don't think
sin.
You can read the red eye.
Right.
You glance at the red eye.
You stare at the pictures in the red eye. Again, I don't even know what your question was, but I love being here.
WGN Purdue, you're a great guest. You're so positive.
Please have me back.
You know what it is? He's on vacation because he doesn't have to ask questions.
This is true.
Yeah. You ask serious questions. What's up with that?
What do you mean I ask serious?
Well, serious.
Wait, hold on. We should say now. Brandon came on Outside the Loop. Was it a few months ago?
A few months ago.
Literally, he set this up in April, or we set this up in April. You came on the show. I interviewed you. It wasn't like I, you know, what was the childhood accident at age 3? I wasn't asking you stuff like that. But
no.
I asked you the same questions you're asking me. It's just that I didn't dress up in a suit. I wasn't as sweaty begging for Adderall.
Does anybody have any Adderall? Really? No one has Adderall? This place is so dark. All of you should be high. You're disappointing me.
Who's holding?
Coffee.
But anyway, so you you are a special...
I don't touch you. Don't touch me.
That's true. Sorry.
Okay, no, let's get back to...
Well, I worked at GN for 6 years. And
really?
It was a great experience. But
was it really?
Overall, I met my wife there.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
She's right there. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, yep. Jenny. Yep. Let's clap for Jenny.
Yay. Jenny, everybody. We're coming up on our one-year anniversary on Sunday.
Aww.
Thanks for making everyone else in here feel real sad about their lives.
Real sappy.
The bar is real cheap. Use
yep.
it.
That's why there's alcohol here.
I know. We're playing off of each other in a comic style.
Hey, let's do material.
I wish I had some.
No, clearly, you got the coffee.
Sorry, go.
So coming out of that experience, working at commercial radio, I also worked at LUW mm-hmm. for... God, ever since I went, it's Loyola's radio station.
Did you go to Loyola?
I did. I graduated in 02, so.
Was it good to go to Loyola to do radio? Because the majority of shows that I listen to, people have no affiliation with Loyola.
Right.
Was it hard to break in?
It was great. The heyday, I really think, was like 99 to 2005.
Why is that?
Because it was really focused on the community. It's not... You know, for a while there, it was listener-funded. So it was in the style of NPR. We would have to have pledge drives. There was a real big push to
and
get
now it's school
involved
funded?
In the community. Now the school began to fund it again. That mm-hmm. was a big thing. The school stopped funding it. Now it is funding it, which is great because they got a big budget. And they have my show on, so awesome
yeah.
LUW. It's still a great station.
But you produce your own content. It's not like they're paying
right.
you.
No.
So why do you do this?
Because I don't get paid?
Yeah. What's the goal? Because you were in radio.
Right.
What do you do for a day job? You don't have to tell me. You could lie.
No, I really do have a day job.
What is
I work in audio, yeah.
Where do you work in audio?
I work at a production company.
Why make this show better?
We got to wean you off that coffee, brother.
No, that's not going to happen. I almost just hit the lights.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is going to be great. Check it out. I'm excited. You know how that's going to go over on audio? Not well.
And everyone's going to have a seizure in here.
Yeah. If you have a seizure, stay. It's going to be great. What is currently lacking in Chicago radio?
Oh, my God. That's how long do you have?
4 minutes.
There are some positives. There are some negatives. Obviously, I think that local programming, I love the local aspect. Mm-hmm. And I really think that that is lacking. To an extent, you have shows that are done here, but to really focus on Chicago, and again, you know, what fascinates me is the stuff that happens on the ground level of Chicago, not necessarily what happens in the fifth floor of City Hall. It really is something that people need to... I mean, it really is stuff we need to know about. And it doesn't always have to be, like, hard stories, you know, real hard news stories, but it's also soft stories.
What's a story that you guys featured in the past few months that no one else did?
Man.
Or deserves more? Deserves more talk?
Okay. Well, there's a story that we actually started doing. This was... I don't know when we were one of the... I think it might have been the first show to talk about this. There was this artist who was literally selling... He was a street artist selling... Mm-hmm. Patches for your clothes for $1. And there's this peddler's license in Chicago that not a lot of people know about that makes it illegal for artists to sell their stuff in certain places downtown. And his argument was, well, look, you know, this is how we make our living, is off of our art. And every time we try to do that, we get bumped out by the Chicago police. He actually got arrested and ended up audio taping his own arrest. Well, apparently, that's illegal in Illinois, too.
Really?
Yeah. So he's in this now, he's in this big court thing.
So you're saying I should stop begging for drugs in a microphone in case a cop comes in?
Remember what we talked about how this internet stuff never goes away?
I'm fine with that. It's fiction.
Totally.
If I don't get any drugs, it's legal, right?
Totally legal.
I don't care if it's not. I'm tired. Continue.
But it's stuff like that. It doesn't always have to be that serious. You know, this week we're going to talk about the Printer's Ball, which is a great event.
We're going to be there.
Are you really?
We're going to be at the Printer's Ball.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be real weird.
We're going to break in. This is going
to
happen.
You're going to break in the Printer's Ball?
No. We were supposed to do a regular talk show, like, on the main stage at Reggie's. They put us upstairs in the record store in, like, a corner room.
Well, that's Reggie's is a cool joint.
Yeah, we're not in Reggie's. We're in Record Breakers in a back room.
Yeah, but Reggie's is a cool joint.
We have a bead wall.
Well, that's
awesome. Do I look like a guy that has a bead wall?
No, just a light show.
I do. Oh, it's right. Going to be great. Okay.
Which is killer. And another thing I want to say, another story we're doing. Maybe some of you guys have heard about this, but Felony Franks. Have you heard about Felony Franks?
The hot dog stand.
The hot dog joint.
Is that on Western, right by the highway?
Jackson and Western.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going through some tough times down there. The big thing with the alderman wants them out because...
Really?
Yeah. I mean, their whole thing is they hire ex-offenders to
Hence
work
Hence the
there.
Name Felony Franks.
Right. That's their whole thing.
That's not a joke.
It really is.
That's reality.
They hire ex-offenders out of prison. And it's, you know, if you talk to those people that work there, it's a great thing because they get a job. But the alderman says, well, you're just, you know, you're pimping out ex-offenders. That's the story. So I went there. I talked to him. I went in. I went into the kitchen with a microphone, talked to the people that work there. Stuff like that. And also, you know, there's a little bit of personality thrown, much like this fine...
You can stop. You can stop. It's okay.
I'm so used to just kissing ass.
I noticed. Yeah. That's because we went to the same high school. We'll get to that never.
No. I think that is worth mentioning.
We went to the same high school.
We went to the same high school.
I actually found out about your show in a really sad way. A mutual friend of ours passed recently. It's a sad story. He's a great guy. And Mike did a great tribute to Mike Rosenquist. And that's why I started listening. I've been listening ever since. And it's a great show, and I highly recommend you listen to it. I don't want to wrap the interview up. I just feel like we are for some odd reason.
We did go to the same high school.
We went to Fenwick
together.
When
did you graduate?
Oh, one. Yeah.
So I was 98. I'm an old man.
You want to talk about religion and God and
money, moderation?
And money? That's the one thing I learned. Our Fenwick, we learned in day one, everything in moderation, and I completely agree with it. The best and only thing I learned from that high school.
Well, and clearly you follow it.
Yeah, kind of. That's why my gut is only so big.
Exactly.
Audio podcast, everybody.
That's right.
Audio podcast. Did you like going to Fenwick?
I did. I met some of my closest friends.
What's wrong with you? Why did you like that shit? It was awful.
Well, you don't always see. I thought it was a good time. It's what you make of it. Right now, you're high on coffee. Esmeralda is lovely. I think I'm having a great time.
You're having a great time?
I'll find out when I listen back to this podcast.
Yeah.
I think everything is what you make of it, much like what I try to do with Outside the Loop each week.
Good transition.
Well, hey, I'm a
pro. That's right. WGN.
You asked, that's right. You asked why I do it, Outside the Loop. I look at it as service. It's a service to the community. I don't get paid for it. I love doing it. I love telling the stories. And,
would you want this to
it.
Be your full-time job?
Absolutely. If anybody wants to pay me for Outside the Loop, it's on the internet. It's here. Please pay me. I'll do it.
It's good because you don't pander in your show. You don't try to tear anybody down. You're not mean like me. You're a nice man.
Well, thank you.
Everyone should listen to the show.
Well, thank you very much. And I know you're trying to wrap it up, so I'm going to keep going.
That's a good pro.
I know you got stuff to do, but please listen, OutsidetheLoopRadio.com.
All right, let's end this interview like we end every interview.
Let's do this.
With a question from the Kids Book of Questions.
I cannot forget this signed copy.
No, you can't.
The Red Eye. Right.
Yeah, the Red Eye. All right, so please pick a number between 1 and 260.
I will go with 132.
132.
Yes.
What kinds of teasing do you think you would miss most if everyone decided to never tease you again? Want to hear it again?
Yeah, could you please repeat the question?
What kinds of teasing do you think you would miss most if everyone decided to never tease you again?
So this is something that I was teased about.
I don't know.
Well, that's how I take the
like
question.
Like how Fenwick taught us. It's what you make of it, sir.
this is going to come as a shock.
How would you feel to be Prince? That's what you're pretty much asking.
Right. I wasn't the coolest guy in high school. I know this is shocking.
I thought all the cool kids went to WGN radio.
I remember, getting teased about being on the speech team.
You were on speech?
I was on the speech team.
Ha!
And I took top 25 in the nation, though.
Cool.
When I was a sophomore, I went to Topeka, Kansas.
Why would you clap for that? He went to Kansas. How is that good? That's a punishment.
I just like that he's good at talking.
Ooh,
good job.
It really didn't pay
off. Talk, 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 talk.
But
speech. I won. I won in Topeka, Kansas.
What'd you win?
I'm on caffeine.
Yeah, you are. And I have a big head. Like, literally, I have a huge head.
No, but what would you like to stop being teased about that?
Oh, like today?
Ever.
I don't really get teased too much today.
Wouldn't it be great if you were in?
My wife teases me. I'm an old man.
You go into Felony Franks, hey, big head with the speech.
What's up, fat head?
Yeah, yeah.
Sing me a speech.
I like that song, What's Up, Fat Head.
Yeah?
You know that song?
No, I don't.
It's the guy from the Far Side that left the Far Side and got hugely addicted to crack. And then, you remember that, Fat Lip? Thank you, one guy that's lying to make the show progress. Thank you so much. Everybody listen to Outside the Loop Radio. Let's plug it one more time. Every Thursday on WLUW.
At 10 a.m., that's when you could hear it on the air. And OutsideTheLoopRadio.com, always.
All
go
right.
there, please.
And for being a guest, you get some prizes.
Oh, my God.
What are the prizes, Murray?
Well, because I don't know if you're a drinking man, but I'm assuming because you're in radio, the complete guide to rum.
Okay.
A bottle of tequila.
Okay.
Doesn't help
to confuse
each
you.
Each of the other. A nightlight of We Can Do It. Because you're in radio and it's dying.
This is a nightlight.
And a dongle.
What's
I think
a dongle?
It's a dongle. It's one of those clippy things.
Ooh, you got a clippy thing.
Clippy thing.
Oh, it's like a...
It's a dongle.
It's like an outdoorsy thing
that
I don't
climb
use.
A mountain.
Yeah.
Or your keys.
I'm so earthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please clap for Mike Steven. Coming
Thank
up
you.
Is Bill Cruz. All right, all right. The wonderful music of Jeremy Tromberg. Jeremy Tromberg is in a great band called The Ragtones. They just played the podcast, You, Me, Them, Everybody.
No one clapped.
Ladies and gentlemen! Why did you have to say nobody clapped into the mic?
I don't know. Because I wanted to make a point of it. Because Jeremy's good, and he's in The Ragtones, and you all should listen, and he plays piano all the time.
I do like Jeremy.
Well, everyone should like... What the fuck?
Hey... Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Maguire, everybody.
What's up?
Well.
Don't clap for
him. Don't clap for him. He hasn't done anything. Kevin, why are you here?
Brandon, I came here to give you some advice.
What kind of advice?
I've been watching your show here at the Hungry Brain on, I don't even know when it is. Some
Every
Mondays.
Monday night at the Hungry Brain, 2319
okay.
West Belmont.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. And I think your show really sucks.
What's wrong with the show? Why does it suck?
Well,
because guests know how to use the mic and you don't? Is
yeah,
that why it sucks?
Yeah, they really need to learn to not use the microphone. Actually, no. I really think you ask terrible interview questions.
What's wrong with my questions?
You ask all these questions like, what are your biggest artistic influences? Or, what would you do if you had all the money in the world? Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Well, what do people want to hear about? That's what I want to hear about.
Brandon. Listen,
Kevin.
I'm going to tell you, okay?
You tell me.
You stick with me, and you'll be a pro.
Okay.
A retard can learn to drive, okay?
What? Why would you say that?
Just what? Listen, all right? Just listen to me and follow what I'm saying, and you'll be a pro.
Okay.
Right? All right, I'm going to pretend to be you, and you pretend to be one of those pretentious motherfuckers that you have on your show.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Thanks for insulting all future and past guests.
No problem. Hey there, ladies and germs. Welcome to, what's the name of your show?
You, Me, Them, Everybody.
You and me and everybody you know. I'm Brandon Featherbottom, and you are...
Brandon
what? Yeah. What were your parents, Democrats or something?
I'd have never met my dad.
Yeah, anyway, I got some questions for you. First one. What did I eat for dinner today?
What did you have for dinner today?
Yes, what did I have for dinner today?
You had pizza.
Wrong! It was gin. Second question. Do you remember that guy with the hair and the jacket?
No, that could be anybody.
He moved to Skokie.
No.
Wrong. Answer is Steve.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, Steve. Yeah, Steve.
That was the answer. All right. Third question.
Why do you have this accent?
Listen, I'm just trying to give you advice. I think people will like you more.
People would like if I'm 50-year-old and from Queens?
Yes, exactly. I think people will like that more. Third question. How many shots do you think it would take for me to put it in that girl's butt?
That's enough, Kevin.
Brandon, you stick with me. You're going to have the best podcast ever to be recorded in the Hungry Brain.
We're the only podcast recorded in the Hungry Brain. Go away, Kevin.
Bye.
Kevin Maguire, everybody. Kevin Maguire.
Did he class the show up?
Excuse me?
Did he class the show up a little bit?
Did he what?
Did he class the show up a little bit?
I don't think he classed
just
the show
little.
Up.
Just a little?
Just a little? You think he classed the... How poorly am I doing if that classed the show up a little bit? Ladies and gentlemen, someone that will definitely class the show up a little bit, coming to the stage... A very, very funny man with even better hair. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cruz, everybody. Please clap for Bill Cruz.
Thank you, Piano Man. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Thanks for having me here, by the way. My name is Bill Cruz. I'm a queer comic. Queer meaning gay. Comic meaning fat. That's what I do. I'm also a Mexican. Oh, thank you.
Somebody. That's the first time anyone's ever cheered for a Mexican in this bar.
Thank God somebody did it. So do please clean up after yourself. I don't want to be here all night after you leave. That's how I get time up here. And they make me bring my own mop. For those of you who've never seen a gay Mexican before, and your friends ask you what gay Mexicans look like, you can tell them we look like Asian lesbians. And that's just true. That's not a joke. That's my life. Every morning I wake up and look in the mirror and Margaret Cho is staring at me. And she needs a haircut. It's summer. Give it up for summer, everybody. And summer only means one thing to me. And that's going to a Fish concert, huh? I love the Fish concerts. For those of you who don't know who Fish is, they are a Ticketmaster tribute band, which is a lot of fun. I actually hate the band Fish. Can't stand them. But I love their concerts because it's just nothing but shirtless dudes smoking pot. Two things I love. It's nothing better than just jamming out and having these sweaty frat guys with no shirts on just rubbing up against you. And then they turn around and are like, hey, do you want to pull on this? And I'm like, yes, I do. I want to pull on that all night long. I was talking, to my therapist the other day. And by therapist, I mean cab driver. And he was asking me, Bill, how do you even know if you're gay if you've never had sex with a woman? And I said, well, number one, I love penis. Number two, I've had sex with a woman, and it was awkward, off-putting, totally gross. And how many gay guys in here who had sex with a woman? Raise your hand. Nobody? Okay. When I try to explain to people what it's like for a gay man to have sex with a woman, the best thing I can come up with is it's kind of like when you put your left foot into your right shoe? Because immediately you're like, And that's when the little voice in your head says, get it off, get it off, get it off. By the way, gentlemen, never scream that into the face of the woman you're having sex with. Totally ruins the mood. I am single. Big surprise. It's weird being single and gay and meeting guys that are interested in the same things I'm interested in. Because I like a lot of weird straight things, like football. Go Broncos. My guys. And when I meet a guy, I'm like immediately like, hey, do you like football? And they're always like, do you mean foot jobs? And I'm like, no. Actually, yes. That's exactly what I meant. I want to switch that one to yes. I don't like guys that call me daddy. That's just weird. It's like, come on, daddy. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Did I embarrass you in front of your friends at the mall? Why would you call me daddy? Did I pay for dinner with a coupon? Why would you do that? Every time I meet a guy, I absolutely have to ask if they're into erotic asphyxiation. Because I'm a pretty big guy, and I like to be on top. So it's a visual joke. Yeah. I can't breathe. Get off of me. All right. I'm getting old. Anybody getting old? Trick question. We're all getting old. I know I'm getting old because I can't drink like I used to. Anybody notice that? Can't drink like I used to. I remember in high school, we go to a house party. There'd be like 9 kegs there. You just drink and drink and throw up and drink some more. Next morning, you wake up at 7. You're fine. Go for a run. I didn't run. Not these days, man. These days, I go to a house party. It literally takes only a half an hour before everybody realizes I don't go to their high school. I picked up an old man phrase. My new old man phrase is, they can put a man on the moon. That's what I say all the time now. When I can't do something logical, that's what I say. It's like, they can put a man on the moon, but they can't make a computer that'll run Farmville and YouTube at the same time. So they can put a man on the moon, but they won't make an old country buffet diet program. Then I read in the paper the other day that Barack Obama cut all funding to NASA for lunar missions. And I was like, what? They can put a man on the moon, but they can't put a man on the moon. And then I fainted. I said this for the first time in my life the other day. Kids, what's wrong with these kids today? And not in like a cool, gay, musical way. Same article. I read the same paper. The article in the paper, swear to God, true story. Look it up. Kids in high school are taking tampons, soaking them in vodka, and then sticking it up their butt to get drunk. Swear to God. They're doing it so that they can get drunk really fast, and then teachers won't smell the alcohol on their breath. And I was like, I'm all for sticking things up your ass. But damn it, what's wrong with these kids today? Are you kidding me? Hey, Joey, what? Come here. Grab that tampon. Are you kidding me? Like, what happened to, like, just drinking Boone Farms during study hall and eating 5 packets of gum? Like, what happened to that? You know what, kids? Do cocaine. Cocaine doesn't smell like anything. And you look more attentive in class. I'll end with this. I love Chicago. Give it up for Chicago, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I'm originally from Denver, Colorado. I moved here in 99. And I fell in love instantly with the public transportation system here in Chicago. It's awesome. I don't care what you say. I'll always love it. It's awesome. Like in Denver, we had nothing. We had the bus, actually. It took you nowhere. But the great thing about the buses in Denver is when you went to the back door and the bus stopped, the back door, they opened automatically. So when I saw a bus in Chicago, I'm like, oh, I know the bus. I'll take the bus. I get on a bus. Just take it a couple stops. Here's my stop. Bing. Walk to the back of the bus. The bus stops, and I just stand there. But then I was polite enough to be like, bus driver, back door, please. And everybody on the bus was so eager to help me out. Push it! Push the fucking door open! Some old lady swinging an Aldi's bag at me. This dude's ramming his cart slash house into my ankles. It's like, screw that. I'm not taking the bus anymore. You got to be crazy. And that's when I met the L, which translated into English means the. I don't know if you knew that. And I love the L. It's a magic silver tube. Takes you anywhere you want to go. People complain about it all the time. It's like a roller coaster with bums. It's awesome. Come on. And I'll never forget my first L experience. I got on the red line at Chicago, and I just took it one stop over. I'm just amazed. This magic silver tube. And then I hear over the loudspeaker, this is grand. And I'm like, you guys are short selling it. This thing is fucking amazing. And that's what got me thinking. They should rename all the L stops like that, like grand. Like Belmont, they should just call that fabulous. This is fabulous. Doors open on the left. It's fabulous. Take it one more stop to Addison. This is bicurious. Doors open both ways. And bicurious. Ladies and gentlemen, my name's been Bill Cruz. Thank you very much.
Hair.
That was good.
Thank you, sir.
Could I have that marker and that red eye?
You may.
There you go. Bill, how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy, oh God, 6 years now. Thanks for asking. I feel old.
That's not a bad thing. 6 years is good.
6 years is all right. I'm considered a veteran now.
Well, you do an open mic every Tuesday. You host an open mic.
I host an open mic.
How is that?
It's awesome. I love it.
Why?
I hate open mics. I hate going to
so
them.
So you like hosting them.
But hosting them is great because if you go to an open mic in the city... especially being doing comedy for as long as I've been doing comedy, you see the same comedians over and over, and you hear their jokes over and over until you're sick of them.
Yeah.
So when I was offered to do a host an open mic, I said, that's great, but I want to run it the way I want to run it.
And how is it different?
It's different. We have one rule. It's called all kibble, no bits. And bits is like the slang term for jokes. And I was like, I know your bits. I don't want to hear your Brits. Come to this room. If you come, you have to talk out of your ass. Just make it up on the spot. I only want to hear new jokes. And
so you find out a lot of people you thought were funny aren't funny?
Well, on their feet? Yeah, they can't be funny.
Are you funny on your feet?
I'm hysterical.
Prove it. go now. Go you just now? Did a bunch of bits.
I did do a bunch of bits.
Top of the head, go.
Top. See, now I'm unprepared. You look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Stop complimenting her!
That's not going to help you. Go.
It's a panic move to a gay guy. You put me in this position,
you
I just hit on women.
A straight man. By the way, you look good.
I do not. How dare you?
See, I was complimenting you.
Look at this.
You look summery.
I do look summery, except for the hair. The hair I grew for comedy, and now I'm paying for it this summer.
Yeah,
it's like an extra three hats.
You know this is an audio podcast, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. Where's the camera? I can't.
His hair goes to his chin-ish? You do that move a lot.
I do.
It's
half the reason.
Shiny, it's beautiful. Shiny.
It's a mane I've
manageable.
Heard. It feels great against guys' ankles.
There it is. Wait, are you? Does that mean you were like a victim of a hate crime and you were like getting kicked? Or like how does that sexually work out? Like your hair's not long enough to do like a... Like are you blowing midgets? Like how does that work? Physically, just...
So
it's
no,
long, you're, but it's not crazy long.
Let's take your legs and then flip them toward your head. And then I'm here, so your ankles are here.
You're assuming I'm flexible.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm not. Look at me. Why wouldn't you yell get it off while having sex with a man? Because I think get it off sounds great to a man.
You think so?
Get it off!
But if you're the girl and I'm crying and screaming.
Well, if you're crying. Are you afraid of a fish fan attacking you?
No, not at all. They're so stoned. I could take on those guys.
If you had one piece of advice to give young comics, what would it be?
Stop worrying about the politics. Every young comic comes up to me going, oh, there's so many clicks. It's all about who, you know, who's your friend. And I tell them every time, stop worrying about that. Just be funny.
Who's your friends?
My friends?
No, that you weren't supposed to answer that because, never mind.
Oh,
well, well, you asked me. Like it was who's your friends?
Who's my friends? I got a lot of friends.
Name one.
Wayne, young Elliot Ray Hall.
Elliot Ray Hall. He's from DePaul. DePaul.
He is from DePaul. He just graduated.
He performed. Who cheered for DePaul? Yeah. Fuck DePaul. Ooh. Fucked a Paul in the face. I hated that fucking school. Taking all my goddamn money. I said goddamn because they're Catholic.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Let's. I would love for you to come over to do a real interview at my place.
I would love that.
That sounds weird and sexual. Merle, will you sign that for Bill?
Oh, I will ask him a question. Please sign that for me. Here, I got that.
So, Bill, we're going to end this interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions. So I need you to pick a question between 1 and 260.
40.
40? Why 40?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's different.
By the way, go Broncos. Okay.
How about it?
If people stopped growing and getting stronger by the time they reached your age, and so adults were neither bigger nor stronger than you are, would you still do what they said? If so, why? By the way, this is for children.
I was going to say, because I'm the result of that question.
If people... All right.
There's no way I'm getting strong. This is the best I've been in my life. This is the best shape I'm in, and I'm dying.
Yeah. Go back to the bar. Where can people find you, Bill?
You can find me on Facebook. You can become my Facebook friend at Facebook.com/Bill Cruz Comedy. Or be my fan on Facebook at Gay Mexican Comedian, because no one else took it. or you can come down to the 710 for $2 beers on Tuesday.
Would you be offended if I took the best Gay Mexican Comedian website.com?
No.
The best Gay Mexican Comedian.
I could probably work it out of you later.
I hope that was sexual. Okay. We got some gifts for Bill.
What's that? I get some gifts. Booze.
Oh, look at that.
A 45 of Captain and Tennille's Butterscotch Castle, because I think that sounds like a horrible sexual thing.
This is a collector's item.
That could be the name of your album.
Butterscotch Castle.
Okay.
And some fake puke, because you're a comedian.
That's...
You totally I didn't even know we had that. That's great.
And you ruined the magic of this 45.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just put the I puked on it.
Well, and after you have the, go on the Butterscotch Castle, that usually what comes out.
Oh, yeah. Captain Tennille, we're good.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
No, I'm thinking Butterscotch Castle means something entirely different.
Yep. It's about the butt.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Always with the butt with you.
Well, yeah.
And a,
why do you think you're on the show?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And a air freshener in the shape of a devil duck. I don't know if it still works, though. It's in its package.
Well,
do you have a car?
No.
Perfect.
You can put it in your room.
That was just an accessory.
That's awesome. I'll hang this around my hair like a little hair tie.
I love you, Bill Cruz. Bill Cruz, everybody. Please clap for Bill Cruz. Are Lasers and Fast and Shit in the room? Is somebody from Lasers and Fast and Shit in the room?
Calling Lasers and Fast and Shit.
There's six people in this band, and there's this.
Is this like the bat signal?
Come on, it's like the bat signal to them. What's up?
It's the bat signal.
The laser signal.
Lasers and Fast and Shit signal.
If you're just listening to this podcast, we're going to be posting video. You do not want to miss out on this. Come on up, man. Play them up, Jeremy. There you go. Sit down. Don't clap yet.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Awesome. Perfect, Jeremy. Who am I talking to?
My name is Joe.
Joe?
Yes.
Why are you holding the mic like you're going to start a thrash show?
Like, let's do this.
I'm in thrice.
I think that's...
I'm 40 years old and wear hats for a 12-year-old. Did I just insult a band you like?
No.
Good. How would you describe the music of Lasers and Fast and Shit? And don't say Lasers and Fast and Shit.
Those three words have nothing to do with each other or music, so I don't have to worry about that. it's a joke.
I love bands. This is great.
Yeah. How would I describe the music? I guess we're kind of like a pretty like minimalistic kind of punk band.
How could you say you're minimalistic if you have six guys in the band right now?
Well, they all play the same thing, though.
Why do you have six guys in the band, then?
It used to be three.
Okay, then why did you double it?
To make it sound louder.
Yeah, because you weren't loud enough.
No.
You're definitely a visual band. That's why I wanted to have you on this audio show. Has anyone had a seizure at one of your shows?
No.
Do you want someone to have a seizure? Yes. It's going to be so great.
Yeah.
You use a fog machine.
We do.
Why do you use a fog machine? You're all beautiful men. You got beards.
No,
you don't want to show off beards? Are you ashamed of your beard?
No. We're a beard-friendly band.
Well, then why you got fog?
Well, I think...
I said fog weird.
Yeah,
I had like an H in that. Yeah. Fog.
Yeah. I think... two things. One, there's an aesthetic to it where it makes the lights look better.
Okay.
So that's a good reason.
So are you saying your music isn't good enough to stand on its own?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. I like your honesty.
But it's probably my band.
I made it funny. People like that funny that I just made.
The other reason is if you add enough of it, people really enjoy it and kind of lose themselves. We've noticed that.
That's because they're having seizures.
No, but we've taken a room like this and turned it to where you can't see the person next to you.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. We're all gonna get laid tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna have an orgy.
We might have an orgy. That's why I'm wearing this suit.
Yeah. That's why everyone should come.
Myself.
Literally, both.
Oh, you made the dirtiest joke of the night.
Yes, she did.
You're not a lady anymore. Bill Cruz wasn't as dirty as that joke, and that's saying a lot. Do you think Ben should be interviewed? Because every time I do one of these, I'm thinking no.
No.
Okay. Let's end this interview because better musician.
Keep it going.
No, let's not.
I'm not a good musician.
You're a good...
I do the lights.
You're good with the lights.
Yeah. And I sing.
I do like your band, no joke.
Oh, thank you.
Wouldn't it be great if I hated you? Like, play the show, asshole. Yeah. And we all leave.
Like the Ragtones?
I like the Ragtones. I don't like Jeremy too much.
We share a practice spot with them.
Do you guys use the lights in the practice space?
We've thought about it.
But the answer is no. You could have just said no. Let's make it 20 seconds instead of two. How about
that? Our practice space has a mantle that we built.
A fireplace?
Use the mic!
Yes.
There you go. We're going to end this awful interview. It's my fault. Just blame me.
To you.
With a question it's not my fault. From a question from the kids' book of questions. I like you. Do you hate me? You're much bigger than me. Don't hurt me.
I won't.
Okay. Do you have Adderall? You're the lead singer of the band.
I don't need Adderall. I go the other way when I play.
What does that mean?
I do other things.
They don't need drugs.
Yeah, what do you do? Let's talk about your drug habits. What do you do?
Let's do. I like weed.
Oh, weed. I'm boring. Okay, good job.
You should like weed, too.
Did you just tell me you should like weed?
Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't need to be calm.
You do.
I do need to be calm. Maybe I should be on weed.
Can I tell you a story about your podcast?
Nope. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
I played your podcast because I'd never heard it before the other day, and then my office asked to turn it off 20 minutes into it.
Why would you listen to that at work?
Where else am I going to listen to it?
On headphones?
What did you listen to?
Where do you work? You both asked a question.
Yeah, now answer them both.
What episode it was.
So fucking high, you don't know what to
do. The one with Jeremy.
Okay.
All
of them.
Well, the one, the Ragtones.
Okay. Where do you work?
I work at the Metro. The Metro.
You work at Metro? Hey, Metro, if you're listening, fucking die. You haven't booked a good show in about 10 goddamn years. Here's an idea. We'll charge $8 for a beer and pretend we're cheap. Here's an idea. We'll staff 20 motherfucker fat dudes that have issues with women and treat everyone like shit. Hey, Metro, here's an idea. We'll sexually harass every goddamn pretty girl because we're fucking Metro. Oh, here's an idea, Metro. Let's book the faint like it's 2002. Is that enough? You want me to keep going?
You keep going.
Good night, everybody.
Top that, band. Please play this at Metro. Let's see what happens. Let me guess. I get no money or respect like I already do from them? Fuck them. By the way, Empty Bottle, awesome venue. Hungry Brain, awesome venue. Hideout, awesome venue. Shuba's, awesome venue. Lincoln Hall, great venue. You know what? Fucking Metro! That's it. Okay. Oh my God, the Pumpkins are playing again like it's 2000? I'm excited! I am fucking angry. I like you so much. Don't play this at work. They barely pay your bills. They probably fucking underpay you. They got so much fucking overhead and they charge $8 for a Heineken. That shit ain't even good. Okay, 1 to 260. Pick a number. 1 to 260.
230.
Back on track. Here we go.
That's cool.
I hope I don't get you in trouble. I like you.
Do you own this PA?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's cool.
You're going to blow it out?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to blow it out? Yeah. God forbid we don't rape everyone that comes in here. Okay. If it's...
With enough fog, we can. That's okay. What did we say, 2:30?
2:30.
Let's go.
If a teacher really wanted to find out what you thought and felt, how could she best go about getting to know you?
Talk about football.
Talk about football. What kind of football? Soccer football or football football?
American.
What's your favorite team?
I like the Chicago Bears.
Are you from Chicago?
I am.
That's good. Who's your favorite Bear?
I don't think I really have one.
Right. I like Tillman.
He's a good one.
He's a good one. He does a lot of charity for his daughter. It's nice.
That's a good thing.
It's a good guy. You know what he doesn't do? Crash his car on the highway and run away like Lance Briggs. Or get strippers pregnant and deny them, like Brian Urlacher. That's a football lesson for you non-sports fans. You okay, man? Are you going to punch me in the face? Don't
no.
punch me. Okay, Merle's got some gifts for you, so you're
here, have
happy.
Some tequila.
Yeah, you drink that now.
Drink
you,
that.
You're going to need that.
Hornitos.
For the whole band, a folder with a picture of Jessica Alba from her movie Honey.
We need a folder.
That's good.
Yeah, she's really good.
All of your documents could go in there.
You can make her move like she's dancing to your music.
Yeah.
A 45 of You Made Me Believe in Magic by the Bay City Rollers. And
somebody was like excited about
oh
that.
Oh my goodness. Go, yeah.
That's a good record.
And a Putumayo.
Wait, Merle, what's your nationality?
Putu.
You speak Spanish.
No, this
Porto.
Is Afro.
Are you sure about that?
Jamaican.
Yeah. It looks pretty Spanish to me.
Oh, because there's brown people on the cover?
Yeah. That's
you know,
exactly
we're not the
why.
Only brown people in the world.
You're
there's
a brown person
brown
holding
people.
A brown person CD. I'm going to assume it's whatever nationality you are, and you're Chinese,
anyway,
Guatemalan, and Mexican. So it's Chinese,
a
Guatemalan.
Party sampler. Well, thank you. Have fun with that.
Is there even a CD in here?
Yeah, there is
a CD.
I think.
Play that at Metro, see what happens.
We'd rape somebody.
I think I just
here.
Got blacklisted from
you know
Metro.
What? You get
no.
another bottle of tequila.
Shit, bring me in. Let's make it work. All right.
Okay.
Two bottles for you.
I don't like tequila.
You don't like tequila?
No, I threw up the other weekend.
Now you're offending
me. Who said I'll drink it? Come up here.
She can drink it.
Yeah, she can.
Who wants tequila?
Why are you clapping for alcoholism? All right, everybody, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Lasers and Fast and Shit's going to set up. It's going to be really loud and awesome, and I'm very excited. Thank you so much for doing this.
She's going to drink it right now.
Then I don't care. Yeah, I don't. No, I don't. No, you're welcome,
Joanne.
Ma'am. Drive home.
Oh, no. Then we'd lose a listener.
He'd like that. She doesn't listen. She's here for the band. Let's be honest. I'm here for the band, too. Okay, don't leave, everybody. It's going to take a little bit of time, maybe 10 minutes. Jeremy's going to play some beautiful music. Lasers and Fast and Shit is coming up. If you no joke, if you might have a seizure, go smoke. Don't die in here, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Tromberg.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.
more fun than you could ever imagine. I wish you had more fun, but that's okay. I'll take the power or strength of this venue for the rocking that we're doing right now. If you people are getting your free dollar tonight, this shit is fun. The first song's about not being in our band, but now I kind of wish everybody was in our band. This shit feels good. Next song is about dropping sharks on people's heads in Northern Australia. Yeah. on talking to the network. You done? Okay, we're done.